thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your co-host, Grace Fox. And after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Romans 8:26.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. I live on a sailboat. When my husband and I cruise on the West Coast, we frequently hear radio calls from boaters in distress. They're in a dire situation, usually from engine failure, and they need help. They need someone to rescue them. Today's verse carries parallels in the spiritual realm. When we find ourselves in a desperate situation, perhaps a hardship that leaves us brokenhearted, or at a loss to know what to do, we need someone to rescue us. Romans 8:26 tells us how God addresses that need. Let's look at the phrase, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. In the original Greek, the word helps implies a partnership with God. When trials come our way, he doesn't leave us as lone rangers needing to find the answers on our own. He collaborates with us to remedy the problem. Working through to a solution becomes a cooperative affair. The rescue becomes a joint effort. The word weaknesses refers to spiritual infirmities, not physical. Specifically, we're at a loss to know how to pray. The hardship facing us is so big that we haven't a clue where to begin. We're handicapped because we don't know all the details. We don't know what's happening behind the scenes. If the hardship involves a difficult relationship, we don't know everything about the other person's past or current struggles that might be playing a role in what's happened. With our lack of complete knowledge and the handicap it gives us, sometimes the best prayer we can muster is simply help. When the writer says that we do not know what to pray for as we ought, he's saying that we sometimes don't even know how to pray accurately for those little, seeming insignificant concerns in our life. So how in the world can we expect to know how to pray intelligently for those hardships that knock the wind out of our sails? How can we pray effectively when a crisis strikes and leaves us stunned or dumbfounded? Finally, check out the word intercedes. The Greek word for intercedes infers a rescue operation. This is a unique ministry that the Holy Spirit carries out on our behalf when we find ourselves in a dire situation. We might be at a total loss about knowing what to do or say or pray, and we might feel completely alone in that place, but we are not alone. The Holy Spirit sees our desperation and, as our rescuer, willingly steps into that situation with us. He comes alongside and stays with us throughout the ordeal. Back to the boating parallel for a moment. When a boater in distress calls for help, the nearest vessel and the Coast Guard rush to the rescue. They willingly come alongside to help. This becomes a joint effort, a collaborative affair to solve the issue. The boater might not have a clue how to help himself or the ability to do so, but those in the know lend their expertise. Perhaps you're in a place of distress today. Maybe your marriage is in trouble or you're struggling with a secret sin. Maybe you're worried sick about the choices your kids are making. Perhaps you're in financial or medical distress. Maybe your life has just taken an unexpected turn that's left you brokenhearted. If so, be encouraged with this. You are not alone. If you have placed your faith in Jesus Christ for salvation, then the Holy Spirit lives in you and is always with you. Your situation is not hopeless. God is a God of hope, and not just a little. He promises to give us hope that overflows when we put our trust in Him. He has a purpose that He's fulfilling. We don't understand it, but can trust His wisdom and goodness and sovereignty. And you don't have to figure this out on your own. You might feel as though you haven't got a clue about how to get through this. That's okay, because the Holy Spirit knows everything there is to know about your situation, and He will guide you. May I pray for you today? Heavenly Father, thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to be our helper in time of distress. Thank you for coming to our rescue when we cry out to you for help. Thank you for coming alongside us, for giving us wisdom and strength, and for interceding on our behalf. We trust you, Lord, to rescue us because you are strong, wise, and good, and you have eternal purposes in mind. Help us to rest in these truths. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.